$10,700, Rehoboth Beach Country Club, Inc., dead end of East Side Drive, 0.6 miles south of Road 273, within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club development, a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a temporary pro shop.
Name and address.
Jim Killian, 25 Lakewood Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your need for this mobile home structure?
Yes, sir. I'm requesting a special use exception to use a manufactured structure on a temporary basis. Pardon me. It will be our temporary pro shop as we rebuild essentially the same footprint of a new pro shop. So we will operate out of this structure on a temporary basis until the other pro shop is built. The old building was there, has been there since at least the late 60s. We have this temporary structure already in place. Monarch Design handled the planning and permitting and submitted the plans to the building and code department, which showed the temporary structure, and he didn't realize it was necessary to get a special use exception. The county has issued a temporary CO, and if you would like, I've got a little packet for each of you with pictures and plans.
So how will this not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property?
You can barely see it. As you drive in the east side entrance, it is tucked back in a parking lot, which is actually behind the cart barn. The gentleman on the corner, who, if you really tried, could see it, I don't think he could see it anyway. He used to be a member, and there's lots of trees and bushes, a ditch, then our property with even more trees and bushes. So it's really tucked back in the corner.
Okay. And how long time period would you need for this to be?
We are hoping no later than May 1st to have finished the construction of the new pro shop, but just to be safe, I would request that we go through the summer with a special use exception.
Yeah. One year would be sufficient. Is it on the property now?
It is.
And you're using it now?
Yeah. Yeah, we've demolished the old pro shop. It was set to meet setbacks. There's more than adequate parking. It hasn't affected really anything else on the property.
Maybe I didn't hear you. Is the new pro shop under construction now?
For all intents and purposes, yeah. We've demolished it. We had to drive pilings. That's as far as we've gotten at this point, is driven the pilings. But, yeah, the project has begun.
And is it proceeding or?
Yeah, we received all the permits for that.
Susan, didn't I hear they were doing cross training so that at some point the building code people would catch stuff like that?
Yes.
They're just not done yet?
Yes.
Okay.
They're working on it.
Okay. So it looked like the plan did say, showed a temporary structure on it.
Yeah, the one that's folded up is the submittal of that.
How far into the project did you finally find out that you needed this variance for special use?
We had received every other permit, I believe. Late August, I think, we were made aware that we needed a special use.
How was that done? How were you made aware?
Well, I actually talked to Mr. Burrell, who had dined with us that evening, and said he saw that we had put this building up and did we have a permit for it.
So no one in all the permitting process at all even gave you a hint that you needed a special use?
No, absolutely not. And again, for what it's worth, the people doing the construction are MBM, Ronnie Moore, his son's company. They had no idea that we needed to do anything like that either, so.
Well, it's unfortunate that you had to learn in the way you did, and, you know, that here you are now. Without.
Yeah, it was a heart-stopping moment, I might add.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah.
Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that a golf course without a pro shop would probably have a more adverse effect on the property than not. I think the applicant is convinced me, sir, anyway, that it won't have an adverse, substantially adverse effect on the uses of adjacent neighboring property. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,700 for a period of 1 year.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,700 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion? Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir, for a period of 1 year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.